Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Jasmine. You asked for a call back. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Call
Jasmine with the
back from
home care
where?
agency. The home care agency?
Oh, yeah. My dad's just getting a bit older and he could benefit from some home care, I think.
Absolutely. You can get paid to oversee his care. Is that the program that you're interested in going for?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep. What county does your dad reside in?
Bucks County.
Bucks. Okay. And do you know
Yep.
what kind of health insurance he has currently?
Medicare.
Okay, because we could check to see if he has the eligibility codes for a referral. I can check for you. Let me just pull up the
Oh,
new
great.
sheet. Hold
Thanks.
on 1 second. Absolutely. Are you gonna be the caregiver to take all the hours, like to help him throughout his day?
I do. He comes for dinner every night and
Okay,
I help him
daughter,
pay his
what's your
bills
first
and
and
I
last
do.
name?
Erin,
Miss
Erin.
Erin. And your last name is Erin?
No, my last name is Scritchfield.
How do you spell that?
S C R I T C H F I E L D.
Okay, 1 second. I'm gonna look up your dad's information, see if he's eligible. Okay, what's his date of birth, ma'am?
Great, thank you. March 25th, 1948.
And his first and last name.
Ed Moody.
Anthony what?
Ed, Edward.
Is it Edward Anthony or Anthony Edward?
No, Anthony.
Oh, no Anthony. I'm sorry, Edward, what's the last name?
Moody.
Rudy or Moody?
M with an M.
Moody. Okay, let me just confirm that. Moody. Date of birth is 3/25/1948. Edward Moody. Edward is Edward. And Moody, Moody. Nothing is populating for him under that information, but that doesn't mean that he's not
So
eligible.
strange. Well, thank you for trying.
No. Listen, we've still got ways to go, okay? I'm gonna give you some information because what we want to do is that we want him to apply for Medicaid because Medicaid is the long-term care program that covers this service that helps him hire
I
a
don't, I
friend,
think
family
his
member.
in, I think he doesn't qualify for that.
When did he ever apply? Because the income brackets have been lowered since COVID.
What is the income bracket that he would need to fit in?
I wouldn't know. I don't know your father's income. I would direct you though, and I'll give you the information to get a hold of a Medicaid specialist. It doesn't hurt to apply. The worst that they could tell you is that he doesn't qualify.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yep, you're gonna write down
What's the
Medicaid
number?
broker number. I'm gonna let them
Okay.
know that your dad is in need of home care services and you would like to apply for Medicaid on his behalf. The number is 877
Okay.
550 4227.
Okay.
And
All
what's
right.
your
Well, thank you for your help.
wait, I need you to write down information. All right, the agency
I
that's
did write it
gonna
down.
Right, but now you need the other information that they're going to ask you for. The agency that, if he's eligible, that's going to hire you is called Family First. The agency's phone number is 267.
Hold on, I'm right. Family first, 267. Okay.
551
Okay.
7400.
Okay.
And what's the address? Your dad's address? Because I'm going to be submitting the referral so they can further you along and send you your hiring application. They'll text you and you're the point of contact for him, okay?
Yeah.
What's the address?
Twelve 47 River Road,
City and state?
Washington, Crook Crossing.
Washington Crossing. Uh-huh.
PA 18977.
And what county is your dad in? You said Bucks, right?
Bucks.
Bucks County. Okay. All right. I'm going to submit the referral so our Medicaid specialist can get a hold of you and also someone from the agency to send you your hiring application. In the meantime, I want you to call the Medicaid broker and get him online for an assessment and or for a specialist to help him through the process. Because first we got to get him onto the insurance that covers home care. Once we get him onto Medicaid, then we could apply for the assessment. So that determines, you know, eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets. Okay?
Wow. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Erin, I'm going to put you down again as the primary contact for your dad. Okay?
Perfect. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Call me if you need me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.